It's episode 167, and we've got plugins for Lightboxes, WebKite data, extended Google Analytics, PDF tools, and a new plugin to create your own buttons without a short code. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And we've got the usual great show for you today. And, you know, coming to you from the Great White North and the Great Southwest.
The Great Blue South, I guess you could whatever we are.
You'd be Southwest, I think, you know.
That's correct.
I'm up in the northwest or southwest of Canada, you'd be the southwest of the U.S.
That's right. Coming to you from Laguna Beach, California.
All right. So what do we got for you? Right off the top, as usual, a couple of reminders. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you've got a couple of minutes, drop in and give us a review at Stitcher or over on the iTunes store. We would greatly appreciate it.
That's right. And if you want to leave us a message or talk about the show, we are also on Twitter. You can find us at WP Plugins A to Z.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We do make our living with WordPress, and myself do it by helping people find out what makes their site tick, fixing it when it's broke, or if they've got a special functionality they have in mind they want to get, I help you find it, get it installed and configured. So you can contact me on my website, 818-850-7729 or wppro.ca/emergency.
All right. And remember, if you'd like to save some money at HostGator, use coupon code PLUGIN. You can save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length. Coupon code PLUGIN.
My brain is slipping. Could be because it's an evening record, or it could just be because my children have kept me up for a couple days in a row being sick and throwing up. I don't know.
That's okay. It's all right. Sometimes the WordPress cycle just kind of takes its own life on. And we definitely have a lot of news this week that we can talk about, John. Did you see anywhere in your stream the auto updates of 3.8.2 being released?
No, I haven't seen that, but I have seen that numerous of my sites. 3.8.2. Almost all my sites I got emails from saying they all updated to 3.8.2.
There you go. Well, that wouldn't have happened even, what, a year ago, maybe? Yeah. So good work to the team on getting that maintenance release out. It addresses 9 different bugs that came with version 3.8 and 3.8.1. It also fixes some security issues as well. And that brings us to the prelude, John, which is we are just about a week away from 3.9 being released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to release on April 16th, the day after tax day here in the States. And boy, that reminds me, I better get on my taxes this weekend. But it's got a lot of cool new features. I've been playing around with the beta on a stage site, and most specifically, the things that I've really, really liked are the improvements in the media player itself. You can start putting playlists together, not just one file as far as an audio player goes. Mm-hmm. And then also the actual media center itself is really, really changed around. I think this is going to be one of those things that I think that's the biggest thing that people are going to notice. Also, widgets, a little bit more attention to widgets in this one as well. So I haven't seen the most recent version of 3.9, but I'm just going to wait till the release comes out. Install that on a stage site. Make sure you don't put that on every live site you can the day it comes out, people.
Oh, yeah, don't.
And
you never know what's going to break.
That's right. And just tinker around with it, get to know the new features. And if you have other clients that work in WordPress, make sure that you are fully aware of all of the new changes. And then by all means, make sure that you go down and tell your client exactly what's changed, what the new enhancements are. And they'll respect you for that. You're keeping in touch with technology and some of the new things, and even, you know, even some of the plugins that you might hear on the show. Those are perfect opportunities to present those innovations and those new releases to your client to be used.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to some of the changes. But yeah, I definitely wait until after the release before I start playing with it.
Yeah. And one last bit of information, and I'm going to play a little bit of a clip from this. This is about a minute long. I was honored to be on with Matt from Matt Report. So you can check that out at mattreport.com, Matt Medeiros. And it's about an hour-long interview that I had with Matt, and I'll just play a little clip of it right now.
So what I'm trying to do here is just say, look, WordPress is good. WordPress is pretty good, but it doesn't solve everything. And what I want the consultants to know that are out there listening is, one, either position yourself as the guy or gal who is going to make it do everything and charge a boatload of money for these bigger clients, or you're going to steer clear from it and say, don't even get it in your pipeline because it's going to be a nightmare. And just say, look, we don't integrate with that. We can find another consultant to do that part. But this is what we do really good. Build the site, design the site, launch the site, support you.
Here's a good analogy for that. And I use this quite often. One of my friends gave me this story of being in a tribute band, right? You have to decide what you're going to play, you know? Okay, we're going to play Van Halen, and we're going to play, you know, the Scorpions, and then we're going to play Stevie Ray Vaughan. Well, okay, well, now you're getting into blues. You're not really a rock band anymore, right? So kind of know what your set list is, so to speak, right? You got to kind of know what your specialties are, what you'll do and what you won't do, and stick to them, and you'll be a lot happier. Because I'll tell you what, there have been many nights I've been completely miserable working on things that I had no business even getting involved in.
Ah, what do you think of that?
Ah, very true. Very true. That's why I made WordPress my 100% specialty.
There you go. But even within WordPress, you know, there are certain things that you can do and can't do. Oh, yeah. So that's just one of the things that Matt and I actually talked about. And, you know, that's only 1 minute out of an hour of our conversation back and forth. And there's a video of it, too. So if you'd like to see me not in audio form and just, you know, see our casual conversation between Matt and I, that's available as well. I think Matt's also got some premium content of some interview clips that didn't make that broadcast that are in the pro version of his site as well. So I had a great time with Matt. It's a great podcast. If you want to check out Matt Report, it's one of the few podcasts that strictly revolves around the business of WordPress. So check it out.
Nice. That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. We have a bit of listener feedback as well. We'd like to thank Christine Garner from the UK, who heard William's question last show, and she suggests that he also look at a series of posts from Chris Lemma. Chris is pretty local to me, and he does a great job blogging at chrislemma.com. That's chrislema.com. He talks about membership plugins, and he is a great resource for learning about all kinds of different aspects of not just WordPress, but some of the things like MailChimp and mailing lists and things like that. So I definitely suggest that you check out Chris, and we also thank Christine for her feedback.
And we appreciate it. And if you'd like to leave feedback, you can do it in several ways too. So, all right.
And that brings us to plug-in time, John.
That's it. Time to get off into the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, so first off, out of the barrel today, I've got one here. It came from Adam over at Foobox. It's a image light box system, and this was the introduction of their 1 year anniversary and what they decided to do, because they had previously only offered up a premium version. They decided to tame it down, give a free version with a freemium version with some premium add-ons, and see how it goes. So it's a great little plugin. It's a nice, simple, effective lightbox plugin that works with several of your common galleries out there, such as Next Gen Gallery. It also works with the built-in galleries for WordPress and works on the individual images. You basically, if you want to go simple with it, you can just install it, turn it on, and go, and then your images will automatically pop up in a lightbox for you. If you want to play with it, it has a few settings for the free version that allows you to go in and tweak just a few things with it. And if you want to spend a few bucks, go get their premium version, and I'll be coming back with more on that. But the premium version offers you great additions such as full captions in the lightbox for the images, social sharing buttons, lightbox styles, and more. So all in all, a pretty nice little plugin for a nice free version. I gave it a rating of 4 dragons. Check it out, the Foobox Image Lightbox.
And I like that, too, as I'm looking on the WordPress repository page for this particular plugin, that this is completely responsive and phone compatible as far as swipes in your gallery. Nice. I like that. I've always been disappointed in WordPress's inherent gallery process.
Yeah, that's...
It seems like you could just lay one image in, it could do a little slideshow of the thing, and click here to see the images, and click it, and it does exactly what this Foobox is doing. So, I like this. I've favorited this, and will be trying this out on my own personal site. So, thanks, John. I appreciate you bringing that to the show for sure.
Well, Adam's one that sent me the email telling me, hey, check it out.
Nice. Well, I'm going to kick things off here on my end with something called PDF thumbnails. And John, this basically generates a thumbnail for PDF files when they're uploaded. And it uses the same mechanism as normal images would. So it's kind of a big shift forward in how WordPress handles PDFs. And I really wish I had this plugin years ago when I was working on a massive corporate site. It literally had, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of documents that were these shareholder corporate compliance documents that they were required legally to have. Mm-hmm. So, and basically how this works is you install it, and as you upload PDFs, it's almost like you're uploading a JPEG file, pretty much. So it generates kind of a thumbnail based on what the cover image of the PDF is. And it has a little page icon, you know, a little, not just the stupid Adobe logo. This is actually the page of what it is that the PDF is, which is cool. So if you have ebooks or manuals or any of that stuff, this is really cool for that stuff. And it's really automated. It's one of these lazy plugins that we love here on the show. It's something that I definitely think is worth taking a look at. If you have, I'd say, more than two PDFs on your site, this is one to definitely check out. I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I upload my PDF, it creates an image, and then I embed the image instead of the PDF link. And they click on that image, and it takes me to the PDF file.
No, the PDF link actually makes the image.
The PDF link makes the image. Okay.
Yeah, it's so lazy you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, but it does create the image. That's very sweet. I've been wanting something like that for quite some time, because I have a couple of clients where I have to upload PDFs every month or so, and I've always had to manually do that.
And not only did you have to do the PDF, but then you had to go screenshot an image of the stupid thing and then go make a thumbnail.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I had to go through the manual of it. Yeah, this just saved me tons of time. Sweet.
Two steps, man. Gone. Right here.
That's worthy of a 5. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of PDFs, I've got one that is not quite the same vein, but similar. It's called Print Friendly and PDF Button. And what this was for was, I had a client recently saying, hey, we wanted someone who we want to be able to have a nice, easy print button on the site so that people can print just the text or just the PDF file or PDF the web page or whatever they want to do. So I went searching and I found this one here, and this one is very sweet in many ways. One, it's very easy to insert the button, and the button is customizable. You just turn it on, it puts a print or PDF button at the bottom of the page, or you can customize it many ways. But one of the nice things it does is when you hit that button, it brings up a pop-up window, and you can go through there and you can remove the extra crap that you don't want printed just by mousing over, clicking, and it removes it. Like, you don't want to print the images, you just want the text. You can go through and remove all the images. And,
nice.
And it's very sweet in how it works. It works very well and very fast and very easy. So give this one a check out. It's called Print Friendly and PDF Button. And I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
Awesome. That's cool. I'm going to use that too. I'm going to use these two together. How about that?
There you go. Two very nice plugins for everybody.
Yeah. Anybody who had this is, we could have done a PDF series. Oh my gosh. All right. I didn't even know you had a PDF plugin either. That's the cool thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, great minds always think alike. Didn't you know that?
There you go. All right. Well, let's talk some Google Analytics here. Now, you know, I'm a Google Analytics fiend. I've got like 90 domains, and I'm in analytics 3-4 times a day. It's like crack to me. It's like World of Warcraft for you, John. I'm just in there. I'm in the dungeon. I'm looking at stats. I'm climbing the peaks and scaling down the valleys and all that stuff. Hopefully not too many valleys, but Google Analytics Master is a plugin that I just checked out. And it's one of the better Google Analytics plugins that I've seen that works within the dashboard view. It does some things like speed checks and that kind of stuff, and load time, and it does a couple of different metrics. As far as an analytics plugin that works within WordPress, this is probably the best one, but I'm still not a fan of analytics in the dashboard. And for that, and for the fact that it doesn't give you every single analytics option, I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, still, for those that are stats junkies, this is a nice thing to have in their dashboard.
Yeah, what's that one thing called? It's like stats per day or hits per day.
Count per day. That's my standard, because it gives me some instant, quick stats that are relatively reliable.
Yeah, and if you're going to have a client site and a client that likes to look at stats,
that's the one.
Give them those stats to look at, because it looks a lot better.
Yeah, there's a lot in there. It gives them a lot of info.
That's right.
All right, well, the last one I've got here is another one that was sent to me by a developer out there. It's called WebKite for WordPress. And while this is a useful plugin, what it's does is it's a third-party external service you use with WordPress, and it combines itself with Google at the same time. What it does is it allows you to use spreadsheet programs and the spreadsheets from Google to enter data such as a restaurant menu of items, and you can display it on your site in many ways. It uses shortcodes to display the information, and then it creates a search menu above the post and allows people to search by such as type of meal, fish, fowl, you know, whatever, all the different ways. It makes it very easy for them to search through the data. And because the data is stored in a spreadsheet, it makes it very easy for you to manage and change it. When I went to hook it all up, and the only way to connect up through their system is through Google. And when I went, they had an explainer of why, and part of their reasoning was, well, we've connected it through Google Spreadsheets, so you can use Google Spreadsheets, set up your spreadsheet, and you can adjust your data in the spreadsheet, and it's automatically adjusted on your website. So it can be very good. My problems with it, of course, is that it's third-party service. It forces me to use a Google login, other things. But there are many benefits for it if you're managing a site that has lots of data that's constantly changing or being updated, and you want a nice, pretty way to display it. So all in all, it turned out to be a very nice plugin and very useful, and something you might want to check out. You know, and I gave it a 3 dragon rating, and it's called WebKite for WordPress.
Let me tell you what I would do if I, now that I'm looking at this thing.
and your great explanation of this. Mm-hmm. This is an affiliate's dream.
Oh,
this plugin.
That thought never occurred to me, but yes, it would be.
Well, I'm always trying to pimp a penny here, but you know, sorry, I got you there. The way that I see this is that you could literally have a spreadsheet of affiliate products online in Google, in your Google Docs, and pop that sucker right onto your WordPress sites instantly.
You could. And because affiliate sites oftentimes will allow you to download the information in a spreadsheet to start with.
That's right. And they might let you update it dynamically.
Yeah, it seriously has lots of potential there. I never thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, well, okay, let's go a different way. We could actually do our show notes and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Put the plugins and all that and have it integrate right back onto the site and everything else. This is cool.
Yeah.
So 3 out of 5, huh?
Well, that's what I gave it because that's what I saw it as. But now I might have to raise it up a little bit, at least to a 4. At least to all a right. 4 there.
Okay, because, yeah, I've been trying to do stuff like this for a long time and could never really figure out kind of a pseudo mail merge that could happen live with Google Docs. Yep. And this seems to be it. It really does. Wow, that's awesome. Thanks, John. That's 2 I got to install now.
Keep you up all night. Well,
I see your 4 out of 5 and raise you here because I got a pretty cool one. You're going to want to load this one, this repository page here, John. This one's called Forget About Shortcode Buttons. This thing is cool. It really is. It's hard to describe this in an audio sense, but this is the fastest way I've ever seen to add these cool visual CSS buttons with any kind of icon you want in the button, like a microphone or a little person or the moon or the sun or a smiley or whatever you want next to whatever text you want in whatever button format you want, whatever color you want, anything completely customizable within your editor with one click. How's that sound? What would it take to get you in that today, John?
I think I'm already going to be installing it. So I'm looking at it on the repository and saying, "Oh, wow, this is very nice and very easy."
I feel
easy.
Like I'm selling a car here, but you know, what would it take to get you to drive this plug-in home right now? I think everybody's really going to want to check this one out. This is par for the course for this show. Unexpected gems everywhere we turn. It's called Forget About Shortcode Buttons, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I'm looking at it, and that's very sweet for setting up buttons. And I like the way they show it. You can set up any kind of button you want and any kind of color you want.
It's getting to the point, and by the way, I did say in my notes here that this is the future of WordPress. Mm-hmm. It really is. These are the kinds of design elements that are still withholding in this flat trend that everybody went flat now. Yeah. I guess you're not allowed to have drop shadows on anything.
Yeah,
anymore.
I'm still bucking the trend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mind it personally.
Depth. I like 3D. I still live in a 3D world.
I understand. But this, it almost makes it, John, so that you could almost kind of make your own theme style or something like that with this. Isn't it becoming, don't you think, less and less really about themes and more about plugins?
It is. And I think I said something about that once many, many episodes ago. And I believe if you go back a couple of years in our shows, you'll find that I had predicted that plugins were at the beginning of what themes were when WordPress was at 2.8.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, too, because even in the sense of things like Nick Haskins, who did Aesop Stories, that great plugin, he got the concept of it from a theme and reverse engineered it and made plugins out of it.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons why I ended up focusing solely on plugins, because I just saw the future of it and saw how people wanted easy ways to put in the functionality they wanted to do. Because, well, you know, for every 100 people, you got 100 different ways to do something.
Isn't that the truth? So, if you could hold up everybody's plugin list like a science project, wouldn't that be interesting? We should write a book. You could tell a lot about a person
by their plugin choice.
Plugins. By what plugins they install.
I've got half a degree in psychology. Maybe I'll do that.
That's right. Maybe it could be like a CSI show. You know, all right, what kind of guy are we dealing with? Let's look at his plugin list.
All in all, pretty good. That's a pretty good list we've got there. And I covered up, what, Foobox Image, Lightbox, and I'll be coming back to you with the pro version before too long to let folks know how that works out. I gave it a 4 rating, and Print Friendly and PDF Button, which I gave a 5, and WebKite for WordPress, which I gave a 3 to.
Very nice. Boy, I like
actually,
all those
plugins.
Actually,
I gave it a 4 yeah, because I forgot to change the number down here. I'll fix that in the notes now.
All right. I talked about PDF thumbnails, that lazy PDF thumbnail maker. I gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. Google Analytics Master, probably the best Google Analytics plugin there is, but still not good enough for me. Gave that one a 3 out of 5. And forget about short code buttons. That's the future of WordPress. You got to check this one out. Gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5.
And don't forget, we got a couple little commercials for you here at the end of the show. If you are looking for some fantastic WordPress hosting, I still have a couple of spots left on my servers. So come join me and get yourself some high-speed WordPress hosting that is nice and powerful. You can find it at wppro.ca/host.
Nice. I might take you up on that, actually. So maybe there's only like one slot left. So hurry up, people. Hurry, because Marcus wants one of them for some secret projects. All right. Well, let's talk about GoDaddy. GoDaddy promo code plugin 295 gives you $2.95.com domains. Just enter promo code plugin 295 and you'll get $2.95.com domains.
All right, and if you don't get enough from the show here and you want more WordPress news and plugins, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, don't forget we really could use your reviews over at the iTunes Store on Blueberry or Stitcher Radio. It helps improve our rankings there.
Yes, we're in the top 5 for WordPress podcasts, thanks to some recent ratings, and we would greatly appreciate a little more velocity. So if you get the chance, please head over to iTunes and shoot us a review. And how can they contact us,
John? They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, you can drop in at wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. You can find me at Twitter, @MarcusCouch. And I guess that's it.
That's pretty much all we got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Very nice.